This is great to be together as the people of God, and great to be together to share the word of God and to encourage one another in these difficult times. And as you know, we are facing a great trial in our nation. In fact, we are facing a great trial in our world. It seems like the whole world has been ground to a halt with this COVID-19, with this virus, this unseen enemy that has just stopped our world in its tracks. And we are just praying for those grieving families who have lost loved ones and people who are in hospital right now fighting this battle. And your prayers are making all the difference. So continue to pray that God will just move upon our NHS and upon the sick people, that the Lord will bring healing and deliverance. Our God is able, amen. Our God can do anything. Our God could just stop this virus at any moment. But you know, God is working through this situation, and we just need to have our eyes on Jesus. You know, the Bible tells us that the disciples were in a storm, and they were crossing over the river, over the lake, in the Bible days, and they're crossing over the Lake of Galilee, and they're in a terrible storm. And they're crossing over, the wind is against them, it's pushing against them, and suddenly they see this what they think is a ghost, and they see this person who's walking on the water. They cried out in fear, and they were so afraid, and then suddenly they realized it was Peter who cried out. He said, "If it's you, Lord, you know, ask me to come to you." And so they're in this bad situation, in this terrible wind and raging against them, trying to get to the other side. And so they just, you know, Jesus just says to them, "Take courage." And I just want to encourage you this morning that, you know, take courage. It's something you've got to take. And don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. You know, Jesus said, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." So fear is something that we give way to. Fear is something that we let in. And clearly these disciples of Jesus were fearful and afraid. You know, that is a natural human emotion when we respond to a bad situation. What we think is a bad situation, we respond in fear. And so Jesus is telling them, take courage. I want to encourage you today. You've got to take courage. Amen. You've got to realize Jesus is right here. You know, where is God in this crisis? Where is God? Where is Jesus in the middle of this crisis? You know, is God concerned? Is God interested in our world right now? Is God concerned? And I want to say to you a resounding yes, God is interested. And actually, the Bible says he is not too far away from any one of us. You know, we cannot see the Lord because he lives in the spiritual world. He lives in the heavenly realms, but he is right here with us. And Jesus is saying to the disciples as they're rowing across, this wind is against them. They're in a bad situation. They're trying to get to the other side. And suddenly Jesus is walking across the lake. You know, Jesus can do anything. He's got all authority in heaven and earth. He can do anything he wants to do. He does mighty miracles. And he's walking on the water and he's telling them, "Don't be afraid. It's me. I'm here for you." And I just want to feel to say to you this morning that God is saying, you know, I'm with you. I'm here. I'm for you. I am not against you. God is on your side. He's fighting for you. And he will bring us through this trial and this bad situation, this virus situation we're in. But in the meantime, we don't want to get our eyes off Jesus and onto the problem. We don't want to be consumed with all the information about the virus and forget about the Lord. Our focus needs to be on Jesus at this time. And we need to not be afraid, but to take courage and to walk like Peter did on the water with Jesus. Because Peter cried out and he said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come, you know, and on the water with you." And there, Peter jumps out of the boat and he walks on the water. Isn't that incredible? Think about that for a minute. Here is Peter with all the disciples. There's 12 of them in the boat. There's one man who's really bold, who's really courageous, who's just jumps out, and he's walking on the water towards Jesus. All the other disciples were probably thinking, wow, I wish that was me. I wish I was walking on the water. And then suddenly, in the midst of this storm, the wind and the waves, suddenly Peter gets his eyes off Jesus, and he's looking at the size of this wave. It's 8 foot. On the other side, it's 12 foot. You know, and the wind is gushing against him, and he begins to sink. When you get your eyes off Jesus, you begin to sink. When you get your eyes onto yourself, you begin to sink. When you get your eyes onto the world, you begin to sink. But when you get your eyes on Jesus, you will never fail. And that's a word for somebody today. You've got to keep your eyes on Jesus. He will never fail you. He will never let you down. And Jesus was right there to help him and put his hand out. And he saved him. And he said to Peter, why did you doubt? Why did you? And of course we know it was because Peter took his eyes off the Lord and onto the circumstances. Don't have your eyes on the circumstances and the fears that are out there. Keep your focus on God. Keep your focus on Jesus, because he is interested in you. He wants to help you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to support you. He is right here with us. So in the middle of this storm that we're facing right now, you need to just know that Jesus is right here with us. The Bible says he is not far from each one of us. God fills everything. God is not limited to a physical body. He is spirit. He fills the whole universe. God is all around us. His name is Jesus. He fills the whole universe. He fills all in all. The reason that the planets don't fall out of the sky is not because of some scientific reason. It's because God put them there. They are held together by the power of his word. He spoke the worlds into existence. God spoke, he commanded, and it happened. God spoke for you to be born into this world. And praise God, he's given birth to you. He's brought you into the world for a purpose. He's brought you into the world and a plan, that he has a great plan for your life. And so when we look at the greatness of God and the greatness of the heavens and the greatness of the universe, we think, wow, what an incredible God who created all these things. And I want just to reaffirm that this morning, that the Bible is very clear that in Hebrews chapter 1, that Jesus created the worlds. Jesus spoke the worlds into existence. He created the world that we now live in. He spoke the world and it was created. He was the creator at the right hand of the Father. And he is the one holding everything together. In fact, in the Bible, it tells us in Colossians that everything is held together. Everything consists and coheses together because of the word of his power. Because Jesus has spoken it, that's why everything doesn't collapse. Because Jesus has spoken it, that's why everything is held in its place. That's why our world is not collapsing. That's why the universe is not folding in, because God has spoken his word and he is holding our world together. And praise God, he is holding you together as well. So you don't need to shake and you don't need to be fearful. You don't need to be worried about the future. You just need to put your trust in the Lord, because he's got great things around the corner. He's got great things for each one of us. If we just connect with him and walk with him and talk with him, he's got great things, incredible things around the corner. We don't know exactly everything what God has, but he has prepared good things for you. And the Bible tells us in Jeremiah that he has prepared good things for us. Right now, it doesn't seem very good. Right now, we're in a bad situation. We're in a trial. But God has prepared good things for you. So don't lose faith. And this is what I want to say to you as well this morning. Faith opens the door for God to come in. Fear closes the door. Fear stops God's operation. But faith opens the door for God to step into your life. So you need to have a measure of faith in your life. You need to open up to the Lord and say, God, I'm putting out my faith towards you. I'm believing in you. I'm trusting in you. I'm putting my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. We're not just having faith in ourselves. We're not just having faith in what we say. We're having faith in God. Amen. That is where our faith is. Our faith is in the maker of the ends of the earth. Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith is in a God who is unfailing, who cares about you. The Bible says he is close to the brokenhearted. He cares about everybody in this world. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is deeply interested in your life. But if the door of faith is closed, then he's not going to come in. You see, many things have happened to our world. The Bible tells us there was a terrible flood that happened to our world. And you know what happened? Is that the door of the ark was open. You know, God told Noah to build an ark. I think it took him about 100 years to build it. I think it was cypress wood or gopher wood, sorry. And he made this ark and his family. There were eight of them. Noah and his wife and his three children and their wives. There's eight of them. And he was a preacher of righteousness. The Bible tells us he was a preacher of righteousness. And he would have preached to all the people. He said, look, God's going to send a flood. And you need to be ready. And you need to get into the ark. And you need to prepare now. And they laughed at him. They mocked him. And they just thought it was a joke. Because they'd never seen rain like that. They'd never seen the heavens open like that. They'd never seen the depths of the earth burst open. But just, you know, the door of faith was open. The door of the ark was open. Not only for the animals, but for others to come in. But you know what? They refused to come in. They refused. There were hundreds and thousands of people on the earth. They refused to come into the ark. And, you know, one day the Bible says, God closed the door of the ark. Right now, friends, the door of faith is open. Right now, God is giving us an opportunity to get into the ark. It's to get into the ark of, it really represents baptism. It represents faith. To get into God's kingdom. It means that we've got to get into God now. The door is open. God is giving us an open door, an open opportunity for you to get into the ark of his presence. It's an opportunity now for you to get into the kingdom of God. The door of faith is open. You have to respond with faith. You have to respond with belief. You have to say, Lord, I want to come into the ark. Lord, today I want to come into your covering. I want to come into your protection. Lord, when you send this terrible flood like you did, I want to be in the ark. Thank God Noah and his wife and his three children and their wives were safe and secure because God closed the door. He sealed it up. And I'm sure there were many people knocking on the door of the ark, trying to get in. But they weren't going to get in. It was too late. They had their opportunity. Now, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. Now is the day when you should be saved. Now is the day when you should come in to the kingdom of God because he loves you and he cares about you. He doesn't want you to be lost. He doesn't want you to be lost for all eternity. The Bible says God is not willing that any should perish. Not a single person. He loves all mankind, black and white, no matter what age, what size. It doesn't matter. He loves humanity and he wants us all to be saved. That is the old and the young. All the children to be saved as well and to bring them into the kingdom of God. And that's why it's important that we tell our world that Jesus is alive. We can't see him, but by faith we connect with him. And so we need to tell the children about the Lord and tell them that Jesus is coming soon, that he is coming back to this earth to judge the earth. And so we see right now we're in the middle of this battle. We're in the middle of this battle with this virus. You think God has stopped working? No way. God is at work in our world. God is moving behind the scenes. People are coming to faith. People are reconsidering their ways. You know, this is the thing about the days of Noah. Because the Bible tells us that in the days of Noah, all the people thought evil all of the time. That's all they thought about was just sin and evil and wickedness. And so God had to do something about that problem. He had to resolve the problem. So he found Noah, who was a righteous man, and he said, here is a man who I can trust to build an ark. Can God trust you to build a platform of salvation so that you can reach out to your world? God wants to save our world. Amen. He wants to save Chippenham. He wants to save Wiltshire in the United Kingdom. He wants to save our world. But we have to come in, friends. And isn't it amazing that Jesus said, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man, that is no person on this earth, no individual can come to the Father except through me. That's what Jesus said. If we want to get into the ark, we've got to go through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm the way to the Father. You've got to come through me. No other person, no other God will get you saved. You've got to come through me because Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross. He died for your sins. He bled and died so that you could be saved. That's right. Saved now and also for eternity. So that when God comes back to this world, you're ready to go to his world. Amen. So you need to prepare now and get ready for the great and awesome day of the Lord. He wants you to be in his kingdom. He wants you to be saved. So you have to open the door of faith. And God has given us all a measure of faith. And we have got to do something with our faith. And we have got to respond to the gospel. If you have heard the word of God, you need to respond to it and say yes to Jesus and no to sin. Yes to Jesus and no to sin. Because the Bible tells us that God is coming back to judge our world. And we need to be at the right place and the right time. And so, when we think about, you know, if God is involved or not, I want to say emphatically, God is involved in this crisis we're in. God is with us in this crisis. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never, no, never, never, never leave you nor forsake you. God is in our world. We may not see him, but he is at work in the shadows. He is at work in our lives. He is in the body of Christ. He is in the believers. And so we need to continue in our faith. And we need to continue in our walk with God because he is moving and he is doing things in our world. So keep the faith. The Bible says your faith is more precious than gold. It's more precious than gold refined in the fire. It is more precious than all the money in the world. Faith is the thing that really matters. It's not the stuff that matters. What really matters is faith. So you need to open that door and say, yes, Lord, I receive the faith that you have given me right now. I receive you, Lord Jesus, into my life. And your life will be changed, friend. Your life will be transformed. You see, Noah had to build the ark. He had a job to do. He had to do something for the Lord. God said, here is your assignment. And he was like, what? Build an ark? Nobody's ever built an ark before. You want me to build a ship that's 440 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 foot high? You want me to build such a thing? What an amazing thing that God gave him a strategy. God will give you a strategy for your life. If God has called you into the kingdom of God, he's going to give you a plan. He's going to give you a strategy. He's going to give you gifts. And so Noah and his wife and his sons and their family, they worked hard. Yes, this was a massive project. But friends, you have a massive God. And God is involved in your life. God wants to be fully involved. So we have to say, Lord, what is your strategy for my life? What is your plan? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to see? What do you want me to build? Friends, we need to be busy building the kingdom of God. Jesus came to the earth for a short time, but he was able to say at the end of his life, I have done the will of God. And friends, that's exactly what God wants us to do. We've got to find out what the strategy is. We've got to find out what the plan is. What is the blueprint that God has? And Noah went to work and they worked hard and they made sure that this ark was built and it was watertight because it had to have bitumen to prevent the water from getting in. It had to have all the animals coming in. It had to have all the food and all the supplies that would last for a long time while the flood was on the earth. And so this was a tragic time for planet Earth. This is a time of great testing where God's wrath was poured out on the world, but he didn't want the people to be lost. He wanted them to be saved, but they didn't listen to Noah. They didn't listen to Noah's sons and those who were preaching. Said, the Lord is going to send a flood. And people just sometimes they just don't believe. They just, you know, it's like Peter, he's walking on the water, and this is amazing. But suddenly, you know, he begins to doubt. He loses his belief, and he begins to sink. But we get our eyes off the Lord, we begin to sink. But God has got a strategy for you. He's got a plan for your life, and it's probably a huge plan. So don't think, well, this plan is too big, because if it's a big plan, God can fit into it. Find out, the Bible says, find out what pleases the Lord, and then do it with all your heart. Noah worked for about 100 years, working hard with wood, and he was a craftsman, he was a joiner, he was working, he had to find the wood, he had to work hard. And so, friends, when we're involved in the kingdom of God, it's hard work sometimes, because we've got to keep going. You know, we had an evangelist in Elam called Alex T, and he used to say, if you keep riding your bicycle, you're going to keep going. And if you keep the faith, it's like riding a bicycle. You've got to keep pedaling. You've got to keep pedaling. If you stop pedaling, what's going to happen? You're going to lose your balance, and you're going to fall off. So you've got to keep going, keep pedaling, keep strong in the Lord. The Bible says that we are in a warfare. We're in a fight for the souls of men. And Jesus said, you are the light of the world. For every Christian, you are to stand up and fight. You are to shine for the Lord. And you are to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And put on the full armor of God. We're in a real fight right now. And it's time for the church to rise up and to be strong and to be victorious and to bring hope to our world. When Jesus came into our world, he brought hope. He brought healing. He brought us to the Father. And that's exactly what God wants to do with your life. He wants you to bring hope to your community. He wants you to bring hope to your neighborhood. He wants you to bring healing. He wants you to bring restoration. He wants you to bring a light to the Gentiles, a light to people. He wants you to lead the way in righteousness. He wants you to be a leader in the kingdom of God. And so you are to lead so that others can follow. Bring hope and healing and lead people to the Father. That's our job, friends, is we are to bring people to the Father and remove the blockages, remove the barriers, remove the discouragement, remove the fear out of the way of the people, and lead them to Christ. Amen. You have to lead them to Jesus. You have to lead them to the Lord. And when they find the Lord, their lives will never be the same again. When those people went into the ark, their lives were never the same again. All the people on the outside, they're scrambling to get in. All the people on the outside of the ark, they're trying to get in. They suddenly realize, here's this rain coming down. Here's all this water bursting out. And suddenly they thought, oh my goodness, what the prophet said is going to happen. And friends, we've got to be ready for whatever happens next. We've got to be ready because, yes, the Bible says that the Son of Man will come again. It will be just like the days of Noah. People will be given in marriage and married, they'll be eating, they'll be building houses, they'll be just carrying on, and suddenly Christ will return to this world. Friend, you've got to be ready, and you've got to be safe and secure in Jesus Christ. Put your hope in the Lord, put your trust in Jesus. He will make sure that your life is safe and secure in his arms, because God gives faith. He will give you faith, and that faith will be a rock. And faith comes from the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing God's Word. And it will strengthen you. It will encourage you. It will empower you. All of the promises of God can be trusted. If God has given you a promise, and there are over 7,000 promises, you can claim that promise and say, yes, Lord, I'm standing on the promises of God. You have to stand when all around you is sinking sand. You have to stand on the rock, Christ Jesus. That is, you've got to hear the word and you've got to do it. You've got to hear the word and you've got to do it. You've got to hear the word and you've got to do it. That's what it means to build your life on the rock. So friends, when all around is sinking sand, you are to stand strong. You are to be tall. You are to stand up for Jesus and lead others out of fear, out of discouragement, out of disappointment, out of loneliness, and give them fresh hope. And maybe God wants you to reach somebody this week Maybe he wants you to reach out to some neighbor or somebody this week who's really struggling through this virus, who maybe live on their own, and maybe God's going to just use you to reach out to a lonely person or somebody who's discouraged or somebody who is in a bad place mentally, so you can lift them up. And just sometimes a few words, sometimes just a little positivity can dispel that negativity. So friends, I'm encouraging you today, put your faith in Jesus, put your full confidence in him. He will never let you down. He is the strength of our life. He is our portion. Build what God is asking you to build. Do what God is asking you to do. And don't be afraid. And don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God shall be with you wherever you go. Amen. So I just want to say God bless you today. And thank you for listening to this message. I'm going to pray with everybody who's listening. I'm going to pray that God will enable us to be strong this week. Not to be discouraged. And not to be afraid. And to have faith and have confidence. So let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your word today. We just want to thank you that you are the God of encouragement. You are the God who's here to help us. And I pray you'll help everybody who's listening to the sound of my voice to find fresh hope and fresh vision. And Father, I just pray this morning that, Lord, we will see Jesus. We will have, Lord, the door of faith will be opened, Lord, to us right now in Jesus' name. And we just pray, Lord, if there's anybody listening that does not know you, that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that right now they will just say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you were buried, and on the third day you rose again. And Lord, I put my faith and my trust in the Messiah, in the Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray for everybody who said yes to you today, Lord, that they will receive you as Lord and Savior, and their life will be changed for now and all eternity. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Please write to us, get in contact with us, send us a message on Facebook or whatever way you can, just to just say you've made that decision or you just want to make contact with us. God bless you for listening today. And we just encourage you to bring your offerings now into the house of the Lord, and just bring your gifts into the house of the Lord as the Lord leads you. Bring your gifts to the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Amen.